The initial start of this new, as I said, this is a continuation. Don't think it's separate from it. If the people didn't have this motivation, if the people didn't think that this is going to bear fruits, if the people didn't see the precedents before them, if the people hadn't seen the effects of faith, they wouldn't have had this empowerment. The initial spark of this recent event was in Tunisia. When they overthrew bin Ali, and then Egyptians started, and then you have people in Yemen, and then you have people in Bahrain, you have people in Libya. All these different movements started to happen. They called it the Arab Spring. But interestingly, when you look at their coverage, they're saying that these people are gathering in Salat al-Jum'ah. Why is it Salat al-Jum'ah if it's an Arab thing? Why is it that they gather for Salat? Why is it that in these movements the women are starting to wear more hijab? Why is it in Tunisia that the people that are activists on the streets are starting to wear hijab more often than before? Why is it that you hear the words Islam so many times? They had to hide this. They just mentioned this in the form of, we are afraid that the Islamists, as they call them, are going to come to power. They are noticing this. They're realizing that that's what the effect is. They're realizing that that's actually what the movement is all about. In the elections in Tunisia, if you've been following the news, one of the Islamist, as they call it, movements and parties got the most seats. That's a coincidence. In Egypt, the recent movement after the original revolution, this recent movement was about some of the restrictions that they had put on the elections about the Islamic activities and Islam being a slogan. They said you need to remove that. This is the result of the movement of Imam al-Hussein recently, the result of the translation of that by Imam Khomeini. May Allah bless his soul. We have a lot of debt to this man for what he has done. Interestingly, Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah bless him with life, inshallah, he predicted, and this was something that I know most of the people that I know of, myself and others, plenty of people that I knew, did not really see coming. At the beginning of this movement in the Muslim world, Ayatollah Khamenei predicted that this is not going to remain in the Muslim world. This is going to be leading towards protests on the streets in the heart of Europe. It took about a month after that prediction for that to happen. And the next step was, not only in Europe, you have the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street movement. Brothers and sisters, do not see these as isolated incidents that are irrelevant. This is not the case. This is the awakening of the people of the world, listening to the call of their fitrah at different levels. For those who've already received the message of Islam, it is translating to them chanting the slogans of Islam again and starting to revive that. For those who haven't been open to that, have not received that, the message of the fitrah, the same message of hayhat minna dhilla, that oppression is wrong, this is being said in the Western countries, even by the people. They're starting to realize how much oppression their governments have committed against the people of the world and their own people. And they want to change. This is very important, brothers and sisters. It's very extremely important for us from two perspectives to follow this up, wake ourselves up a bit, not allow this information to be given to us the way those who've closed their eyes of their fitrah want to translate it to us. One reason why this is very important, the recent events are very important, and we're going to discuss things that are related. One reason is the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَلَمْ يَهْتَمْ بِأُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمٍ. The message of Imam al-Husayn was, you need to be worried about what happens in Damascus. I'm sitting here in Medina. If the imposed Khalifa of the Muslims in Damascus is someone corrupt, I have got to be responsible here. I have got to be aware of what is going on here. And one of the things that Imam al-Husayn really got onto was people that didn't really care. The message of the Holy Prophet was this, that whoever wakes up in the morning and is not worried about the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim. It's very important. Can't say I'm in Cape Town, South Africa, and that's going on in Egypt, in Bahrain, in Libya, in Yemen, in other regions, in what's called Saudi Arabia, which inshallah that name changes. We can't say that. This is related to us. Not only what is happening in the Muslim world, what is happening globally is extremely important to us. For the second reason especially. And that is, we need to wake up and realize we have a living Imam that we are awaiting his coming. If there's anything that is called the signs of the coming of the Imam, it is the awakening of the hearts of the people. Sometimes, I don't know if we have this in this community or not, you go to some communities, they ask you, who is Sufyani? How do you say, okay, there's going to be this guy called Sufyani? Who is the Dajjal? What is the Dajjal? Is it the propaganda? Is it the TV? Is it the mainstream media? Is it this? Is it this person? Is it the other person? A lot of wild guess. Who is the Khurasani? Is it Ayatollah Khamenei? Is it this person? Is it the other person? I don't know if you've seen the rivals. All these questions come about the signs of the coming of the Imam, which there are mention of some of them in the Ahadith. But through the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, what we learn is missing is not someone called Sufyani. That's only like a sign, you know, when you're traveling, you're getting close to Cape Town. The reality of Cape Town and the true signs of getting to Cape Town are the signs of the city itself. But then you have little boards there saying Cape Town, how many kilometers or miles? I don't know which one you go by. Metric and non-metric. That's just like a sign there. That's not the essence of the readiness of the people. That's not the scene in which the coming of the Imam is going to happen. The scene in which the coming of the Imam is going to happen is the readiness of the hearts of the people to accept that leadership. Have you seen the movements even out there in the West? Look at all the movements in the Muslim world, look at them in the West. They're all saying, we don't have a leader. They've given up on their leaders. The people in the Muslim world, no individual or leader started this in these countries. As I said, if we wanted to look at the background of how this is happening, there's analysis that needs to be made very clearly. The movement of Imam Khomeini is a very, very important factor there. That seems